Hey everyone, it's Gary Kay, and you're listening to another edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. Today, I have a special guest, Ed Summers, who's the VP of Public Sector and Vertical Markets at Cenex. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm not sure the public sector has shut down at all in the last 3.5 months. This has probably been the busiest time for your segment of the market in the history of technology.
You are so right, and we're doing it all from the home. So it's been a crazy, crazy time. Lots of activities, some good, some bad. But you know, overall, the markets are strong, and we think they're going to continue to be strong through the fall.
Well, I'm curious what specifically Cenex is doing to address the pandemic in support of the channel, considering the fact that you sit in a unique position of dealing with all these entities, these government entities specifically, that are making all these decisions.
Right. So we're kind of the glue that holds the channel together. We work with the manufacturing partners, and then we engage our reseller partners. If it's product that we stock, we have distribution centers. If not, then it's really just trying to figure out how we can bring more value to our manufacturing partners and then also to our resellers. At the end of the day, the resellers are the ones that are the feet on the street that are dealing with the end user agencies. But we have to be cognizant of the fact that they need the right tools and solutions to help them drive that business and be successful. And that's where we kind of feel like we've brought some value. My team, we've got a lot of specialists on it. We have a lot of vertical specialties on my team. We're a business development team, an overlay team, but we have expertise in public sector. And so in regards to the pandemic in particular, it was very good timing. We've always had a healthcare practice, but we never really had a person with patient experience or medical background running the program. And earlier this year, we actually brought on a director of nursing, Tara Brown, and she is running our healthcare practice. Now, in our minds, we're thinking selling into a reseller selling into healthcare, right? Hospitals, outpatient clinics, nursing homes, and all the IT solutions that they can use. If you've ever been into a healthcare facility, hopefully, you know, maybe hopefully you haven't been, but if you had, you've seen all the different technologies that are there. We sell all those. You know, what we found was, especially with this pandemic, is that there's a lot of unique needs in the market in the commercial side. You know, infrared thermometers, right? Security cameras that can take body heat, medical kiosks, for example. And so we brought on this person, and she was able immediately to start developing this playbook of solutions, of IT solutions. You know, she's walked 1,000 miles in the shoes of a lot of those medical professionals. So she understands her pain points. She also understands the IT technologies that can help take those away. And so that's what she brought on board. But as I indicated, ironically, a lot of the business that we saw initially was actually going in the commercial sector, like Cenex, because we had to make sure when our employees come back that we had the right, you know, security cameras in the lobby to make sure we could take everybody's temperature, to have the infrared thermometers all over the place. You know, in Greenville, every restaurant's probably got 5 to 10 of those things because they got to take their employees' temperatures all the time. So we're really selling hard into that market. And I think it was just a good timing on our part to get somebody like her in that place. But that is, again, her putting that stuff together to help our resellers. And then also, depending on the IT, what vendors, what manufacturing partners, unique ones to this industry, does she need to bring on board as well? And so she was working both sides of that to develop a full practice for ultimately selling into the, you know, healthcare industry. And then one other one, which I thought was very interesting, we brought on this individual to run our policy and legislative program management. Our idea was that we need to get in front of all these policies, government policies, and all this legislation coming out. And just coincidentally, we started doing this about the same time that the pandemic hit. And so think CARES Act. So CARES Act came out. There were so many billions and billions of dollars within the CARES Act. It was hard. It was easy to get overwhelmed with those dollar amounts. And so, you know, we brought this person on board to say, hey, what does this actually mean? What's the value here in the channel for this CARES Act funding? You know, what agencies are going to be getting the money? How much money? Is it going to cover IT? And if it does cover IT, are there specific IT solutions that are going to be mandated within those agencies? And so pulling that information together and creating a roadmap for the channel was critical for us and for our partners. And, you know, I always talk about the resellers because we're very reseller focused, because the resellers are the feet on the street. They own the agencies. They want to know, hey, is this agency going to get the money? Is it going to cover this type of IT? What other support can you provide Synnex? But at the same time, we're also working on the other end of the channel with the manufacturing partners, because they are likewise interested in knowing, where's the funding going to be? What IT do I need to get together? What solutions do we need to develop to help the resellers actually close the business? And so, again, going back to my original thesis, we are the glue in the channel that brings both ends together and makes it work.
Well, you kind of answered my second question, because I was going to ask you, what specifically you're doing to support the channel with regard to understanding where the, because it's kind of a moving target. The CARES Act, for example, sounds awesome. There's billions of dollars, but it's a moving target as to how you can spend it, what you can spend it on, and where it's actually going to be able to be used. And then also the policies are a moving target. So you kind of answered that question a little bit by having those two people who are sort of watching both the legislative side of things as well as the healthcare side of things. But how are you able to keep up with, some of the stuff is low hanging fruit, obvious, right? Like thermometer, temperature taking, occupancy sensors, things like that. But there's a lot of things that aren't being thought about. Like, for example, pitching the concept of how digital signage, for example, could help with information resources and then be written off as part of the CARES Act. How are you deal with those kinds of things? And is that sort of a hand-holding thing, or do you have a group of people that's just specialized in that?
Well, I think you look at it from a channel perspective, it's a collaborative effort, right? It's, none of these decisions can be made or these thoughts can be made in a vacuum. If they are, then typically they're going to fail. If you say, hey, this is a great idea, let's get it out in the channel. Have you talked to the channel? Have you talked to the resellers? Have you talked to the vendors? Does it make financial sense to do that? Is there a business case for it? And I think that's where a lot of people get hung up, is that they come up with these great ideas and really don't do their homework. And so the whole idea behind GovSolve is creating a collaborative community of resellers and vendors and Synnex to come up with these ideas. What's the next best thing out there that's going to hit the market? We want to be that person making that decision or helping to drive it or develop it and then drive it, and that's where the whole collaboration comes in handy, because again, no good ideas are made in a vacuum. It's a lot of work by a lot of different people.
Yeah. And you can go to Synnex.com, find the GovSolve group, of course, the VisualSolve group for a lot of the products we've talked about here today. And obviously if you want to connect with Ed Summers, I'm going to link his contact information from LinkedIn in the description of this podcast. He's the VP of Public Sector and Vertical Markets at Synnex worldwide, but based in Greenville, South Carolina, state next to our state. I'm here in North Carolina. Ed, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Thanks for educating me on this, because I'm curious about this too, because it is a moving target.
Thank you, Gary. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. And thanks for joining us. Of course, check out Synnex at synnex.com.